Three, two, one. Welcome, one and all. You have just entered the Tom and Topher Experiment Podcast. First word in entertainment, where we explore the mysteries of the universe, our minds, and much more. So come along with us to the edge of all that is possible. What's up, everybody?
What's up, Tom?
What's up, Topher?
How are things?
It's been a fine evening.
It's been a very fine evening.
We went out, had some Asian and Cajun.
Mm-hmm. But before that, we had some really good coffee.
Some Paz coffee, which is a delicious little coffee joint in Fair Oaks, which is, what is this, Orangevale?
No, Fair Oaks.
That's just a town.
Yeah.
True. And then Asian and Cajun, shout out to them. Bomb Asian food, as well as Cajun food.
Yeah. We got that bag of different seafood that one time.
Okay, yeah, they serve one of those. This is one of those places. These are like some of my favorite places in the world, where they lay out like the big sheet of paper on the table.
The butcher plate.
They give you the bibs, and you tie them on like children. The fat little fuck you are. And you just sit there with your fork in hand, just waiting, smiling for this big bucket of seafood and corn and sausage.
Potatoes.
And just endless amounts of just starch and meat and grease covered in just...
And spices.
There's crab, crawfish.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Good God, that's a lot of shit.
Some of my favorite food.
It's so good.
And you know what?
We need to do that again.
One of the things that we talk about a lot on this podcast that we're going to get going soon, trust me, season two is going somewhere. We're going to talk a little more about that later. But I want to, you know, Anthony Bourdain, hero. I want to go to places like Asian and Cajun, do things like what Anthony Bourdain does. If you guys don't know who that is, he recently died and he was a chef and he also was a writer. He was an amazing chef and an amazing writer and also hosted a lot of television shows on like travel networks.
Yeah.
Where he went around and talked to people who owned businesses. He also talked to really famous people and he would just go around the world and he would talk to people and interview them and learn about different cultures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He was a really cool, down-to-earth dude and very fascinating. And he unfortunately committed suicide recently. And he's somebody that I looked up to and who actually inspired this podcast for sure. And that would be so cool to go to like different restaurants and stuff that we like around here and just ask him if we could help promote them or they can help promote us.
And Sacramento is such a good place to do that too. Such a foodie town.
Yeah.
A lot of restaurants and little pubs and stuff. Endless.
Fat Rabbit. That would be fun.
That would be so fun.
Yeah.
We haven't been there in a while.
I feel like I don't know shit about food, though. Maybe I learned a bit from watching that show so much. And I love Gordon Ramsay, dude. Chef shows are so great.
Yeah. I absolutely love Gordon Ramsay.
I liked Man vs. Food back in the day.
Man vs. Food. What was that?
This guy, I'm gonna shut this. Sorry, Bruce. Once again. This guy, he would go around the world to these crazy, like, restaurants that serve those insane portions. So he does pretty much food competitions. Mm-hmm. And he would talk about, you know, the restaurant, and then he would go and do the actual competition and... A lot of the time, like, for instance, he did, like, a 20 milkshake gulp in, like, 20 minutes or something. Mm-hmm. And he'll do, like, spicy competitions, and it was just really fun to watch.
Oh, yeah, okay. I remember that now.
Yeah.
Man versus Food. Yeah, I used to be stuck on that. Jeez, how could I forget?
Dude, I love that show.
Yeah.
That dude was just likable.
Yeah, he was.
And he was a little chubby, so
Man versus Food. Let me look that up real quick.
Yeah, I love that show. That was so great. Also, Gordon Ramsay. Gorgon Ramshackle.
Love Hell's that Kitchen. Man. You watch that show?
Oh, yeah. Kitchen Nightmares.
Yeah,
dude, that one was Kitchen even better. Nightmares. He would go in there and just rip them to shreds. And just so, like, hi, Gordon.
So here's much drama.
Here's a plate of my my grandma's special recipe that she invented in World War II. The soldiers loved this. She was German, and she would feed the American soldiers this as they passed through, and save them from the tyranny of Hitler. Yeah, I love that dude.
Man versus food.
Sets the plate down. He takes one bite. Bloody hell! Bloody fucking hell!
That's ghastly.
That's ghastly! What is this vomit that you put before me? Let me look at your kitchen. Goes back there. He just throws a rat on the ground. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, he's planting like pests.
Just to make it interesting.
What are you doing?
It's past it. The look on their faces sometimes, you know, they're just like, what the fuck?
There's always that fucking sound in American television that
dong.
Yeah.
Like, oh. You know the cameraman, like, you know the cameraman when they go in there and set up the cameras, like, the night before?
Yeah.
They're planting shit everywhere. Yeah, yeah, just, yeah. Like, he pulls out, like, rotten strawberries that they had in there. No, but some of that shit is nasty. Some of the stuff that he finds is legit, like, yeah. Makes you never want to go in.
Some of this, I think they do, is it that show where they do follow-up stories? On the restaurant, like at the end of it, they'll say like 2 months later or 6 months later.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think some of them like closed down.
I'm sure they did.
It did not end well.
No. That's why it's called Kitchen Nightmares, right?
Yeah.
It's a nightmare. Yeah, it's some like. It's some, like, family business that, like, gets tricked by Gordon Ramsay's, like, marketing team to, like, do this show that they think is gonna, like, promote their business. He just goes in there and just, like, shuts them down.
Destroys them.
They're like, evidence. Hey, we were wondering if you could come help us and maybe improve our business.
Sad end to a lot of those places.
It's unfortunate. But it's fortunate because I get to watch it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Then you're entertained. And that's me. All that's important.
That's all that matters.
Me.
Me, 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 me. My entertainment.
I am.
Sick of it.
What are you sick of?
I'm sick of that mentality.
All about me?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Instagram. It's Facebook. That's social media.
I'm sick of it. Me. My opinion. My podcast. listen to my opinion. No, but for real.
I like that Vault 111 shot glass you got there.
Oh, thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah. Remember, you should take a shot to remember better days of Fallout 4.
Shot of what? What do you got?
I don't know. I'm saying, throwing back for the old Dude, times.
Fallout 4, great game.
Yeah, it was so fun. That was like my return to video games from a long hiatus from playing. Got a PS4. Got that game.
Do you ever have like nuclear dreams?
Oh my god, yeah.
Like, crazy. Do you ever have dreams where you just, literally you're just chilling? And then you look over and there's a mushroom cloud and you're like,
yeah, dude.
Guys?
Way too many of those in my life.
I feel like that's a very common thing.
Yeah. I have a crazy one I gotta tell you about. I feel like I told it on the show before. But I was dreaming. I was with a good friend of mine in LA. It was like the perfect sunset like you'd see in the movie La La Land. Overlooking LA. And then all of a sudden we just see look up, everyone's screaming, and they see a rocket going over her head, and then way off over the hills, and then just a flash, and then we see the mushroom cloud, like, mm-hmm. growing. And everyone's, like, screaming, and then we're getting invaded by these, like, big toy-looking tanks mm-hmm. that are, like, rolling through, like, giant machine toy things with, like, this terrible smile on their face. And, like, it was just mayhem.
Dreams are crazy, dude.
Yeah. And I woke up. I will say, I like talking about dreams, but I hate when someone has a dream that goes on way too long. And you're like, wow, really? That's like what crazy. Just no, mine was a two-part dream.
You're like, no, dude, mine was interesting. Trust me. Sorry, man.
That was so rude. My feelings are hurt. Give me my book back.
No, that's mine. Oh. That was given to me. No, but I truly believe that dreams for sure have meaning. And, like, there's some correlation between, like, deja vus and dreams to where you're just like, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, bro, this has happened. I've seen this in my life. And yeah. It has for sure been a dream.
Like, what's real?
There's no possible doubt in my mind that I did not dream this.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen it, and I remember dreaming.
So many times. And I feel like
a lot of people have this.
Yeah. I feel like everyone brushes it off because they don't want to sound weird.
It starts happening, like, when you get older, too. Like, I remember, like, once in high school, I started having just crazy dreams. And, like,
yeah,
these deja vus became a little more vivid. And, like, now that I'm 24 years old, it's just, like, kind of insane.
Mm-hmm. I remember in elementary school, I had one that stuck with me. Like, one I still think about. A crazy deja vu. Same. So, for me, it started, like, when I was young. But then a lot more frequently.
The dreams you remember are weird.
Yeah.
Like, there's some I remember for my whole entire life. And then there's some that I forget right after I wake up.
True.
There's a really cool episode of Joe Rogan with a neuroscientist. And they talk all about dreams and why you have them. And potential reasons and... It's crazy, dude. We know nothing about our brain. Neuroscientists, they're the first ones to admit we know nothing. It's like how much we know about this earth, like the oceans.
Yeah.
Just most of the earth is unexplored.
There's crazy stuff. All these
oceans.
Lost cities.
Lost
monsters.
Mm-hmm.
When they do the, like, when there's a tsunami and it washes up all the deep sea fish, like aliens.
Yeah, aliens, truly.
Yeah.
And they're finding so many more. Like, I just saw a video of one they just recently found, this deep sea fish. What? It is an alien.
Yeah.
It is purple. It glows. Like, I saw this one video of a deep sea fish. Its attack mechanism is spewing out a glowy purple substance. Like, it's just like, and it just is... like a cloud plume,
mm-hmm.
but it's just like neon.
I gotta see that.
Scary. I gotta send that to you on Twitter. We'll retweet it.
Well, just the angler fish too. Yeah. The one with the light. Has a like a lamppost on it.
Yeah. One of the things I was talking to my mom about the other day is like, we were talking about kind of the subject about the deep sea and how odd it is down there and like how it's pretty much a whole different world. Mm-hmm. And when you put on a scuba suit and go down there, I remember when I was scuba diving in Hawaii, just standing on like the bottom and looking up at the mountain that you could see. And just thinking like, damn, like whatever's down here has no clue what's going on out there.
Yeah.
There's just a whole different world.
Yeah.
And they have no clue that there's humans out there just living their lives, driving cars. They have no clue. None of it's happening. And they live on this earth. And then we have no clue what's going on in the ocean.
Yeah.
Like, I just recently discovered that we have no clue where sharks mate and have babies.
Tell me that for that day.
We have never seen it happen. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
And how predators... Oh, yeah. We're talking about the ocean.
Predators in general. Yeah. Yeah. They do that too, but... Like, they don't leave their bones just scattered. Predators like sharks and bears and cougars, they go hide when they know they're going to die.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't know, man. This whole world feels like a dream.
Yeah. What's going on?
Truly. This whole world, especially as of late. I want to get into some other... more important, more pressing issues right now.
Okay.
Speaking of dreams, our dreams coming true, dude. Shit is happening with our podcast.
Talk about it.
Real stuff. When we started this rinky-dink little podcast, that is still so rinky-dink, but is gaining so much potential. We had no clue that anybody was going to watch it or listen to it. Or anything. Interact with it at all. And the amount of support that we've gotten from you guys has been unbelievable. And, like, honestly, thank you guys so much for listening and continuously listening.
Yeah.
And, like, shout out to all our friends and family who listen. You guys are blessings.
Yeah, it's so fun to see those numbers, too.
Yeah.
And you're like... You know, it's people you know, and then some random people elsewhere in the United States, the UK.
Yeah, like even places like Iran and Afghanistan on SoundCloud. I'm like, what?
People, yeah, how'd they find us?
Yeah.
And what we're talking about is being, you know, sent over.
Which is a weird algorithm.
Yeah.
Your phone fell.
Oh, great.
But to get a little more into detail... we are officially going to be going on a little Southern California tour March 22nd. We're going to be going down to Bakersfield, California. And we're going to be interviewing Foreign Forest, who's a really amazing artist. He does a lot of, like, rap, hip-hop. It's really original stuff. And, like... You can't even call it rap or hip hop. It's like a whole genre that he's he's kind of like him and a few other people have kind of like initiated. And man, it's a wild ride to watch. He's become extremely successful. I mean, he's up and coming still, but from our eyes, like, this guy he's getting, you know, hundreds of thousands of streams per month on Spotify. He has like 15,000 followers on SoundCloud. I mean, this guy's he makes a living off making music, and it's incredible to watch. I went to high school with him, and he's been doing music since I've known him. That's so great. Like, this guy, if anybody, deserves it, you know. Mm-hmm. So shout out to you, Frankie. March 22nd, Frankie, and also Adam, or Ashes. He's another artist who works a lot with Foreign Forest. He's going to be on that same podcast, March 22nd. And also, we're going to try and squeeze in some more podcasts with Glassblower Jason Willingham, who has said he's completely down to... join us on the podcast, and we'll probably be able to make something with him at his little glass blowing studio.
Oh, that's cool.
There's one more. Jay Zamora, or DJ Gaspar. He's a electronics dance artist. He makes some festival music, some really good electronic music, honestly. Really good. It goes hard.
Yeah, makes some good stuff.
It's gives you chills, you know. Jay Zamora, bless your heart. We're going to get him on there and make a little tour out of it. It's going to be great. We live about 4 hours from Bakersfield.
Yeah, 4 or 5.
Yeah. So hopefully from there, that might be able to launch us off into being able to travel elsewhere and go interview more rappers, go interview more artists, and go interview more electronic dance artists and whoever else is down, honestly. Mm-hmm. Shoot for the stars. Like, I want to interview professors and lawyers and cops. And I mean, being able to, like, I just talked to this dude. I work at Starbucks, which a lot of you know, and one of our regular customers who he recently said, he's like, dude, you make my drink perfect every single time. So we started talking after that. And this dude was a hostage negotiator for a SWAT team.
Damn.
And he did that for like 15 years or something like that. And he's worked in prisons. He's worked on SWAT teams. He's worked all over the place. And I was just like, dude, me and you got to talk. And he's like, yeah. I was like, all right.
That's way cool. That was way cool.
Coming up with another podcast dad set up.
Okay, good. Cat walked across the laptop.
One more that we're really excited about is the World War II veteran / Vietnam War veteran / Korea War veteran. Dang. He's been in 3 different wars, and my dad hooked up this podcast, so shout out to you, father.
Thanks, Monty.
Yeah, we're going to go out and sit down with this guy and get a podcast in, which is actually really important, I think.
You're getting a little distracted there, bud.
Yeah. I feel like he's going to hit that and it's going to pause what we're talking about.
It will. But we're going to go to my dad's work, set up in one of his offices, and talk to this guy. And I think this is going to be one of my favorites because, like, in 5 years, most, if not all, of the World War II veterans are going to be dead.
Yeah. It's so crazy because growing up, it's just weird how time passes, because growing up they were
everywhere.
Everywhere. Mm-hmm. And just in a matter of a couple decades, a whole population is almost gone.
Yeah. I was thinking about the veterans, World War II veterans, like, assembly we had at my freshman high school.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going in there and there were so many lined up, and my grandpa was there and it was crazy. And now almost all of those guys now are dead.
Mm-hmm.
And including my grandpa. And like, it's just like, what? How, yeah. How is that possible? Like, just I'm 24, but, and you know, high school was not that long ago.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Very crazy. What the heck? Just, it's like watching a species go extinct. You can do nothing about it.
Yeah. We got very minimal time on this earth, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, once you get going and doing, like, I'm so excited about a lot of the projects we got going, and
mm-hmm.
every day I'm waking up and like thinking, what can I work on next? You know, what can I do next? And like trying to squeeze time in for just everything we're doing, you know, the art, the music, the podcast, everything. Always trying to squeeze time in, and it just makes me feel like, damn, I don't have enough. I don't have enough time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going to get old. We're going to die. I need to hurry up.
Yeah. What else are you going to do? Watch Netflix?
But it's a nice way to live. You die happy.
Yeah.
You die excited.
You have something to wake up to every day.
Yeah.
Know exactly what you want to do.
I am so pumped for this Forum Forest podcast, dude.
Me too.
This,
like, so many questions.
So many questions. Like, we've actually been listening to this guy for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he honestly, like, I don't know, he has some songs that really helped me through some crazy times. So like the amount of respect that I have is not, it's not just like, oh, he makes good songs, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, damn, some of those songs kind of hit me, you know. I was going through a really shitty time when I started listening to his music, Lund's music. Adam, Ashes, and they all make some pretty emotional music, and it hit me right in the heart while I was going through that shitty stuff.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's almost like, you know, dreams come true, dude. This guy's dreams are coming true, and, like, the fact that I know these guys and I'm able to have these connections, like, I feel like my dreams are coming true through them, you mm-hmm. know?
Big time.
Sharing the wealth. It's beautiful.
It's surreal.
It's surreal.
Some days you feel like you're walking in a dream.
The amount of potential that we have right now is just so exciting.
Mm-hmm. It's so easy, too.
Yeah.
At first, it seemed hard.
Yeah.
But you just kind of, I don't know, you just turn it on and go.
Just figure it out.
Just solve one problem at a time.
Yeah. And sometimes, like, those problems, they seem simple and they're hard to get through, but those problems become easier and easier, you know? The things that you hated before will become the things you love.
Exactly.
Like, for instance, like, partway through this podcast, we had to stop and halt and go back and mm-hmm. stop what we were talking about and fix it.
Yeah. There's been a couple times.
I used to hate that. But it's just like, that's my favorite part, because look, we're talking. We're fine.
Yeah.
Just had to take a second.
Because there's been a couple times before, like when we first started, where we've recorded a whole episode and then deleted it.
Yeah.
Because we hated it.
That was a nightmare to me. Like to record a podcast and just spend that much time and just, dang it, you delete it. We hate it.
And you spend the whole next day, like, pondering if you're doing the right thing. Overthinking everything.
Should I fucking be friends with Chris?
Is he holding me down? For better off on my own?
I feel like John Lennon right now. I need to separate from the Beatles. It's a nightmare. You don't want to get into that.
No. But it's not a big deal anymore.
It's just part of the game.
Yeah, sometimes we're human. Sometimes the conversation gets awkward.
Yeah.
And you just gotta take a pause break.
I mean, that what just happened sometimes ends people's entire effort and motivation and drive and momentum.
Dude, I can't get over this David Goggins thing. Like, everyone thinks they've done 100% when in reality they've done only 60%. And then just pushing a little bit harder, you'll realize the rest of the 40% that you're able to accomplish.
Yeah.
In effort.
I truly believe in that, because, like, anybody who's been in a survival situation, or, like, any, like, person who's been in the military and has been, like, in some sort of multi-day firefight,
mm-hmm.
will tell you about that extra push, or, like, marathon runners, too.
Yeah.
They say, like, there's this moment where your brain tries to trick you. It's exhausted. It's so tired. And it's trying to trick you and tell you and convince you that you have to stop what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a moment where you break past that and you have so much more to go.
Yeah.
And you just have to experience that. And, like, some people never experience that with anything. They don't even get close to the point of exhaustion,
mm-hmm.
you know? And, like, you can get mentally, it doesn't have to be just physical. Like, you can be, like, say you're working on, like, a beat and it's shitty and you give up
mm-hmm.
and you think that that's just, like, it.
I'll never figure it out.
Yeah. And you feel just, like, exhausted. Maybe you spent, like, 3 hours on that beat.
Yeah.
But there is that extra push. That's how people like Drake stay in the studio for their, like, whole lives. It's nonstop.
Yeah. I've had a couple of those moments recently where I'm like getting frustrated and I put my laptop down. I'm just like, what if I just pick it back up and keep going? So I pick it back up, then boom, break free.
Yeah.
You can just break through that. That's why I like running, and what you're talking about with marathon runners really resonates with me, because a lot of times where when you're running, you want to quit, but you're far away from home and you don't want to walk all the way back. So you just keep pushing yourself. And then you break past that and you feel like you have, you know, endless energy. You could run 2 more miles than you originally planned. I've had that a few times while running where you get that muscle memory of just pushing past wanting to quit and applying that to your creative projects can really help you break through hurdles that most people would stop.
Yeah. Also, something you said just now is backtracking, and like people, including me, that is some people's biggest pet peeve in the entire world. Backtracking. So like, say like you go, you leave the house, mm-hmm. and you're halfway to work and you realize, I forgot my fucking wallet. And I have time to go back and get my wallet. Mm-hmm. Frick. Like, I remember getting phone calls from my ex. She could not stand that. She would call me raging about how she forgot something.
Jesus.
And she has to go back. Like, it's just a generally hated thing. Yeah. People just don't like it. And in like certain situations with high pressure, people would rather sacrifice everything than to backtrack. Mm-hmm. Whereas what you really have to do is accept that you've been defeated for a second, mm-hmm. and go back while you still have time. And like, I was watching Survivor Man, which Survivor Man is the craziest show in the entire world. I have watched like 5 seasons in like 2 days.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I love this show. Man vs. Wild, pretty good, pretty trash. It's okay.
Both Bear Grylls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Survivor Man is the real deal. This dude has like 2 cameras and like floss and 3 toothpicks, and he builds like a mansion shelter out of it. Anyways, and one of these times he was going through some forest in Transylvania, mm-hmm. and he finds this logging trail, and so he's following this logging trail, and he decides to kind of depart from it to get through like this little shortcut. And he's talking about backtracking. He's like, I feel like I need to go back, but I'm not really sure. Like, this kind of seems sketchy, but, you know, I hate backtracking. And he was like, you got to be careful, though, in survival situations, because if you feel like you need to backtrack, you should probably backtrack. Mm. And he goes down, and he spends about 2 hours climbing down this hill, and he meets a cliff face that he almost falls to his death on.
Jesus Christ.
Nearly loses his life. And he was like, you know what? That's the last time that I ever doubt my senses. Jesus. You feel Christ. Like you need to backtrack? Backtrack. Do it while you can. And fix the situation that you're in. Get back to what you know. Settle down for a second. Take a breather. Mm. Take a little nap. Which is exactly what he does when he finally reaches back where he used to be. Yeah. Takes a nap, get your focus straight, and press on. It could be so frustrating to have to backtrack, but, you know, that's kind of the key. That's what we just did, you know?
Yeah.
You, for a second there, you slip up, backtrack, bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah. That's, to add to that, I remember having this English professor that talks about when you're writing an essay and you have this sentence that you're stuck on that you want to keep so bad, but it just doesn't fit. And she says you don't want to delete it, but that's like the only thing you can do to continue the essay.
Yeah. Is
just delete
yeah.
the sentence. Backtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Start again. and then continue. Because you don't want to, it's a demonstrable waste of time.
Yeah.
You've shown that you've wasted your time with that. And you don't want to give it up because you want it to have value. We're going really deep on this.
Yeah, people can see bullshit. People know bullshit when they see it.
Big time.
Well, I'm excited for what life has planned.
Me too. What gets you up in the morning?
Right now, dude, I'm bright and early, waking up. Same. Whether I work or not, just ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to work. Ready to work on the next project, you know? It's exciting.
Yeah. Or practice or something.
I really hope that people can find, you know, it's disappointing seeing people so miserable and not doing what they want to do.
Yeah, as like an empathetic person. Like, you want to help them too, but you can't save the world.
I'm going to play something real quick. This meme that I had, it should. Somebody. Hold up. Totally relates to what we're talking about.
Hey, yo, I have really bad anxiety and depression that keeps me up most hours of the night, so I just lay there and have an existential crisis. Meanwhile, I panic about how I have to be up early for work, so it just gives me more anxiety, making it harder to sleep. All the while, the sleep paralysis demon under my bed is mad at me for not sleeping because he wants to torment me, and I have to be up at 7:15 a.m., but there's this one time my alarm didn't go off, so now I wake up every hour and a half because I'm worried I'll miss my alarm and end up disappointing the people who I work with, and then I wake up for work already stressed out because I'm on 3 hours of sleep and have to worry about how I'm going to look and act normal around people. Plus, I'm working somewhere where I actually don't feel fulfilled in my work and constantly think about all the decisions I've made that led me there. Then I remember how many loans I already have taken out, so I have to stay at this job and living with my mom until I can finally get ahead, while also trying to make TikToks so I could do something I actually enjoy, and then getting stressed out about if what I make is good enough for people. Then I remember that it really shouldn't matter because I downloaded this app as a joke, and now it's taken over a majority of what I talk and think about, and I know it annoys all my friends, and I'm slowly going to lose them all because of it. Check.
That pretty much describes what we're talking about. I don't want to become that. I don't want to be that anymore.
No. Done with it. Done with the 9-to-5s.
Yeah. I'm done with the miserable routine.
Yeah.
And I'm happy. Even though I have that miserable routine, I now have these things that I'm just constantly thinking about while I'm at those miserable 9-to-5 jobs.
They make the miserable jobs worth it. Because like, it's paying your way for that.
It's truly paying your way. And it's also a time for you to, like, I think of the most creative stuff when I'm going to work and when I'm at work and when I'm coming home from work.
Mm-hmm.
And then the moment you sit down and you start watching somebody else's creation on Netflix is when you're being drained, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, you can get so much inspiration, but the action is what really matters. Like,
big time.
For so long, I was just sitting there, oh, that's so cool, I'm going to do that someday. No, you're not. Not unless you fucking get up and do it right now.
Yeah.
And that's what I realized. The moment you get that urge, that's the most important thing. You're not going to get that often.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what has been so crazy about these projects is, like, we're not just talking about cool ideas. We're doing the cool ideas.
Yeah.
We're actually doing something. And that makes the daydreaming and the fantasizing about success not have, like, a bad aftertaste, because that's not all you're doing. You're not just visualizing and then doing nothing about it. You're actually visualizing and then going out and taking action.
And our vision is coming true. Like, the things that we're wanting to do is happening on the podcast. Like, the Tom and Topher experiment, there's a reason why we call it the experiment, is because we want to go out and experiment with every idea we can,
mm-hmm.
and literally go out and experiment with different hobbies and things and different foods and different, like, things that people do day to day, and, like, find the things that give people the excitement that we are having right now.
Right.
And, like, just a couple months ago, we went out and interviewed Lizzie for her in her yoga studio and talk to her all about her passion and what makes her feel good and get through the hard times that she's been through. And then we're going to go and talk to Foreign Force and Ashes and talk to them about what makes them happy and makes them...
how they did it.
Yeah. And, like, then we're going to go to fucking talk to Jason, who blows glass, and literally blow glass with him and see how that works and, like, experiment with his ideas and his world. And, like, that's all I want to do is just go around the world and do that shit.
Yeah.
Find some dude who makes $6,000 carpets and watch him do that shit and figure out why he makes carpets and or like rugs, you know.
Yeah. And that's my drive to like travel and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Not to like see the sights, but more so see what these other people are doing. Why like the way their life is lived is so much different than from what I'm used to.
Yeah.
Like different cultures, different side of the world, and it really helps your growth as a person, and also it helps with creative ideas because then you're kind of forced to see things through a different perspective, which then allows your, you know, your broadband to be wider. So what a great medium to chronicle all this on.
We always talked about, like, what if we made this, like, someday, like, a Netflix series.
Yeah.
And that'd be such a cool idea to, like, have that kind of Netflix series where it's, like, almost a How It's Made series, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Almost, but a little more interesting rather than a guy in the background going, next comes the process of adding soys to the rubber. They mix the soy into the rubber. And this now is elastic, you see. And it's, like, more so, like, hands-on talking to just random people about random shit that we find interesting.
Yeah.
And watching it happen.
Exactly.
Getting the... taking a podcast in a whole different direction. Just not a studio thing, you know?
It's a road thing.
Yeah.
It's a road show.
Yeah. We have the podcast in the studio, maybe like some van that we, one of those work vans,
big have Mercedes the podcast in there. Things.
Yeah. Go around, have the podcast, and then actually go out and film the footage for the thing that they're talking about.
Yeah.
And then put in the background, the podcast as we're, you know, showing the footage on YouTube or whatever we're using.
Yeah.
Maybe eventually Netflix. That'd be crazy. Imagine that.
Yeah. It's such a new thing.
There's no reason why it couldn't happen.
Right. And that's what sucks when people say, oh, it's saturated. Yeah, of course it is. But all the good stuff bubbles to the top, you know, easily. If you just keep going and make something good, everything else is going to get lost in the noise of the bottom tier.
Yeah.
And then you're going to go next tier.
And everything is saturated now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what isn't saturated?
Yeah.
You can get into any hobby, anything. Mm-hmm. And once you're in it, there's Facebook groups with millions of members. It doesn't matter what you're into.
Yeah.
You can go on any social media, anywhere, and find an entire huge population of people who are just as excited as you are about that thing.
Yeah.
So everything's saturated. And for example, like, I heard this YouTuber, Whiteboy 7th Street, years and years and years and years ago, talking about how gaming and YouTube pretty much has a time limit. Because as you can see from other websites' lifespan, they die out, and there's a pattern to how long they die out. And he wasn't wrong by saying this. Mm-hmm. He was honestly using the best data he could.
Mm-hmm.
But he said YouTube was at its, like, last limb, and that they were changing their policies, and this YouTube thing was going to be outdated. And I'm talking about, this is like junior high for me. This was years ago. And right now I'm 24 years old. So that was a long time ago. And I was very discouraged from playing games on YouTube and making a YouTube account mm-hmm. and doing that, because that's what I really wanted to do, is like play Call of Duty and shit, COD 4 on mm-hmm. YouTube. And I was like, dang, he's right. I really should invest in something else.
Yeah.
And you know, Twitch did roll around, but it didn't take over YouTube.
Not at all.
And just, there's everything saturated. At that point, he was making the argument that YouTube gaming was saturated. And look, now we have people making millions and millions of dollars from these tournaments.
Yeah.
It's not saturated.
It's a whole new sport.
It's a whole new thing, and that's what I believe podcasting is going to become. If, and we could be a part of that, revolutionizing yeah. what this thing is.
Right. A totally, like, freelance channel, almost.
Nobody has any idea what this could become, and, like, I remember... But, I mean, when I say that, I mean, like, nobody has, like, really broken any boundaries with podcasting yet. I feel like it's so new, mm-hmm. and like, the popularity of it and the saturation, quote-unquote, of it is so new. Mm-hmm. Because, like, when we started a podcast just a year and, like, a half ago, one of the people that we wanted to have on, he was talking about, yeah, man, I don't really understand why you guys are doing a podcast, because it's kind of like a really old thing, you know?
Yeah,
like
that was on its way out.
Yeah, it was like, nobody really knows about podcasts, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, why would you do a podcast? It's kind of like old school, like, what are you going to talk about, like aliens or something?
Yeah.
Like, going to wear your little tinfoil hats and right. talk into a little mic.
You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Just make something good, you know?
I honestly, at that point, I was like, people don't know about podcasts yet. No. And a year and a half later, they're everywhere. Mm-hmm. There's not a person that I could talk to right now that I know who doesn't know at least one podcast that they watch.
Yeah, everyone has their podcast.
It's crazy.
Everyone's all stuck on that true crime one right now.
Yeah. Those are really popular ones. We need to get on that game. We need to do a
true crime one.
We need to do some sort of like, we need to find some sort of interesting unsolved case that nobody's talked about yet and just
deep dive
into it.
That's a good idea.
That'd be fun. Go to libraries, look up cases.
Go on those cool newspaper machines.
film ourselves the whole time, put like montage music behind yeah. it.
We gotta get cameras, dude.
Yeah.
We each need our own camera.
Yeah. I mean, we have iPhones. They're the best. This has an amazing camera on it.
That's true. I need to get a new
iPhone. That's what YouTubers use. Like, you know when they vlog? They
just
tilt their phone over and vlog like this.
They got those circular lights, too.
It's true.
Let's help out.
We need to get into lighting, too.
I had an idea. What if we just put a curtain behind us and then had a little camera right here?
Why not? That's what PewDiePie did for a while.
Let's do that. It's like we're in a little shower.
Like, get one of those things from the hospital.
Yeah.
Those little curtains.
Did you ever watch Karate Kid?
Yeah.
How he's the shower? Just get one of those things. Just super close to each other. You can smell each other's breath.
You can kiss.
That's a good point.
Just kiss each other's cheeks. Thanks, Chris. It's becoming a meme on TikTok. Like, guy friends kissing each other. Like, just being nasty with each other. Just super gay. I think so it's so funny, dude. It's
hilarious.
I was telling you about that one where the guy... This kid, they're the computer lab, and one of the kids takes out a piece of freaking... Or a mint, and... His friend's like, hey, man, could I have one? He's like, pops it in his mouth. He's like, oh, yeah, you can just have mine. The kid leans over and spits into his mouth. And the kid just takes it. And this other kid is across the table. He goes, hey, man, could I have one? And he goes, you can just have mine, man. This kid spits it over the computers. And this kid catches it in his mouth. He goes, thanks, man. And it's over. TikTok Nasty. Has taken over my life.
I know.
TikTok is a beautiful thing.
It's so funny. People are so funny.
I love it. I love it more than all of my social medias right now.
Yeah?
That it's Vine. It's Vine on steroids.
Good God,
yeah. And this new generation knows what is up with comedy.
Mm-hmm.
They are so funny.
And they have all these video editing tools for free.
Yes.
That they're just maximizing
it on. Took people thousands of dollars to be able to get those kinds of editing yes. softwares on their computers 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That was like free. Movie quality. You could literally get a green screen behind you and put anything you want behind you
mm-hmm.
with no green screen. That's crazy technology.
Yeah. It's wild.
How do they do that?
And it's all free. Just gotta download it.
Yeah.
On your iPhone.
China.
Crazy
stuff. They own TikTok, right?
So yeah, it's a Chinese company.
China's gonna take over the entire world, folks.
I don't think so.
Beware. Chris doesn't know.
I don't think so. What interest would they have in making a killing with their products, with their exports?
You know, Chris, we're America, and they want our freedom and our liberties.
No, they want our money.
And guess what?
And our cyber property.
We're not going to let them have it, okay? But...
All right. Okay. Proud, no, but, just kidding. Proud but never served.
Proud but never served. Hey, but if that, you know, our Constitution allows a militia to form, and if there ever was any sort of conflict, I'd be the first to join that.
You must have read some very obscure texts. But with my
asthma, I just can't join the force.
Yeah. I mean, I enlisted, but I had a broken leg, and they didn't want that.
Yeah, I...
Aww.
That is a kitten snore.
Look at them. They look like two little pandas.
Oh, my God. All right. We're going to post a picture of my cats right now. Everybody look on Twitter. It's going to be there. Tom and Topher.
That one's dreaming.
They're both dreaming. It is so adorable. Oh, my Lord.
Jeez, man. He has two beautiful black cats. Hope everyone knows.
Aw.
Bruce and Bane, they are always at our sides while we film or record an episode.
My loves and my joys.
And if anything were to happen to Tommy, God forbid, knock on wood, I would adopt them.
He is their godfather.
I'm their godfather.
Bruce and Bane, they've been with us on
every episode
except for the one with Lizzie.
Oh, that's right. That's right, that was our first...
Which they could have come if they wanted.
Could have. But they wouldn't like it.
They don't do well in cars.
No, most cats don't.
No. But they're welcome, you know.
Come on. Come on with us next time. Dude, if we get a van, we have a van podcast, so you think they'll be chill in that?
They would get chill. They can adapt.
Yeah.
They're adaptable. We would just have to sedate them probably the first couple times, like slightly,
mm-hmm.
to where they fall asleep and get used to it and wake up and they're chilling. Because that's happened before. When I moved here, they do this thing. Bane does this thing where he curls up in the corner of the car and goes, "Meow!" "Meow!" And it sounds exactly like that. And it's just so miserable.
Oh, poor guy.
It's so, like, sad. And I can't stand it. So when we moved here, we had to sedate him.
Oh,
and they were chilling it when they woke up.
Good.
Oh, man. We need to make... Yeah. We need to make this tour thing. Like a...
A thing.
Like a regular thing.
Mm-hmm.
Start stacking up some people, make our way to Oregon, make our way to LA,
mm-hmm.
maybe Foreign Forest. Frankie Bay could hook us up with Max Wells or Lund. That would be big crazy.
Time. Big time.
Somebody like that.
We gotta get a wish list going.
A little wishy listy.
Write those down.
All right, guys, this is a great podcast. I think we're coming to the end here, but here's the thing. If you liked our podcast, if you enjoy our podcast, If you continue to listen daily and you choose to, or and you would like to see us thrive and grow and be able to do all these things that we're talking about, please head over to our Patreon and give anything you can, anything at all, $1, $20, everything goes towards the gas tank, everything goes towards the equipment, everything that we're invested on, we're invested in purchasing to make the quality of this podcast better.
Mm-hmm. And also, if you can't donate money, sharing us on your social media is free. Liking our posts are free.
And it means everything to us.
Yeah. Commenting. Let us know what you think.
Instagram, Tom and Topher. We got Twitter. We are on Facebook. We're on pretty much every single streaming service that you could think of. Mm-hmm. We're just newly on YouTube. And yeah, we're getting it rolling. Tune in March 22nd. Foreign Forest Podcast with Ashes. And we're going to be contacting the rest of those people just to square away with them the date that the 22nd works. We know for sure that Ashes and Foreign Forest will be on. But the rest of the people just, they all said they're down. We haven't squared away a date. So hopefully they can all be on the 22nd. We can, or the 23rd, or one of those days around there, when we're in Bakersfield, and we're going to be on tour, dude. Mm-hmm. This is a tour. That's what this is.
Tom and Topher are on tour, on the
close
road.
Close to a, to an on the road little tour that you could do for a podcast.
Yeah.
It's cool. We're very inventing cool. Something new. People don't really do this.
Not really. Not that I've heard of.
I've heard of one other podcast. It's not super popular. He was on Joe Rogan though. And he does this. Tours around in his van. Hmm. But anyways, we love you guys. God bless you guys. Thanks for stopping in. Angels watch over you guys. By the way, we're not religious. I just say that for fun. Honestly, my mom used to say it to me when I when she would tuck me in at night. Aww. Not kidding. But yeah, love you. God bless you. Angels watch over you. All night long. On the Topher Podcast.
Have a good night.